Okay, so let's get started. Today is going to be the beginning of a new sugya, sugya of Palginan Dibura. As you already saw this morning, it is a Shas topic, one of these topics that comes up in a lot of different Gemaras and a lot of like famous Gemaras, and therefore you can really end up hitting this sugya from different angles. Again, if you're just learning the Gemara in Bakos, like let's say Pekias, you can like see this couple lines, like totally skip over, not realizing it's like a minefield here. It's like a big sugya. Which has a lot of Rishonim discussing it. So let's start with the local Gemara. We'll just point out the issue, and then we'll broaden our scope to the topic at hand, at large. Okay, so again, it's the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. David Salon, would you mind? Okay. So what's the case in your own words?
So there were two Edim who were not children of the Malveh, but the children of the Ard.
Exactly. So you have Edim. Again, the big issue in the local sugya is that what type of Edim they are. We'll leave that vague at the moment. At least we'll take Rashi. So you have Edei Holva, according to Rashi. We'll see. This is controversial, but you have Edei Holva. Right, who are krovim to the Arev, but they were chokim legapi the lovet. So the question is, in the havimina, right, of Rav Papa, is to say, we're going to apply some type of palginu dibura, we're going to leave that vague at the moment, some type of palginu dibura to rely on the edim, right, legabe the lovet, and not legabe the Arev. Comes along Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua, right, and says, no, you can't do that. Right, he gives a svara of ilais le lova labasar arva azal malve. We'll get back to that later. For whatever reason, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua says, no, you can't apply palginan dibura here. In order to really properly understand what the havamina here, what the maskana is, what the issues are, right? Why would you or wouldn't you apply palginan dibura? We have to zoom out to the the Shas topic of palginan dibura to understand. How exactly does palginan dibura work? Right, what are the mechanics? What's the nature of palginan dibura? And then once we pin down the different mahalchem about how palginan dibura works, we can then revisit the local sugya and the Rishonim and how they explain why that Shas klal of palginan dibura would apply in the Havamina but doesn't apply l'maskana. So the structure of what we're going to do is we're going to go through first the three classical Gemaras where Palgina Dibura is applied by Rava, and then we're going to develop three overall Mahalchem about what is the nature of Palgina Dibura, and then after doing that, we'll be able to come back to our local sugya. So that might take a couple of shiurim, but that's the overall structure. Again, look, today we're going to start, look at three basic Gemaras where Palgina Dibura comes up, show how it's a little ambiguous about how it works, start presenting three Mahalchem about what the nature of Palgina Dibura is. Once we have that down, we'll be able to then revisit our Gemara to explain, based on that, based on the overall nature of Palgina Dibura, why it doesn't apply Lamaskana in our sugya. So let's start off with the three main Gemaras. So starting with Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? What's the main Gemara? Actually, I guess there are two of them, but the famous one is on Tesimophis. So again, this is the famous Ploni Ravani Lerutzoni Gemara. So again, on the bottom of Sanhedrin, Tes Amud Beis. So again, it starts with Rav Yosef. Again, ironically, right? If he doesn't hold a Palgina Dibura. Yaakov, would you mind? So again, if the aide just says that, again, he was the Nirva, but it was against his will, so then he's not Nogeb Dover, he's not making himself into Russia, then it's Pasha that he can be an aide. Huva Achim, it starts from Lohar Go against the Roveh. But so Rav Yosef says, which is very mistaber, but once you start talking about yourself and you start implicating yourself, you're saying that you were guilty, that you're the Nirva and it was Ritzoncha, so then the point is that no, he would have been, but again, today, since you don't have two Edom on it, since he's only one of the two Edom, therefore we passel his Edos, and therefore there's only an Edachad. Okay, good. That's Shittas Rav Yosef, which sounds to make sense. Comes along Rava with the Chiddush. Okay. So what does Rava say? Since Adam Karov Eitzel Atzma, since a person is a Karov to himself, and Ein Adam Mesim Atzav Rasha, and thereby, right, it can't, since you're a Karov, you can't be made against yourself. So therefore, it's not really so clear what the therefore is, but what's the therefore according to Rava, as explained by the Mefarshim?
So
therefore there's no Kabbalah's Eidus about what you said, right? What you said about yourself. I'm leaving this vague at the moment, right? There's no Kabbalah's Eidus on the, you know, about yourself. I'm leaving it vague. You only have Eidus against the Roveya. So therefore you have Palgina, we'll see in a moment, you have Palgina Dibura. You're only Nama on Legabe the Roveya. So therefore you can be Mistari with another aid to kill the Roveya. So that's case number one. Case number two, Amarava. So again, same type of idea that even though you're talking about your wife, you can be mitzarev to be made against the Roveya, even though you can't be mitzarev to talk about your wife against your wife. Oh, Gemara asks. So here's the first time the Gemara Agav mentions that the mechanism at work is Palgina Dibura, which is interesting. We'll get back to that. Right, certain Mefarshim are going to be able to explain that better than others. Right? So again, it's a tiyuk to be made. That the Gemara, when describing, you know, what's going on, just says, Adam Karavetz El Atzmo, and Ein Adam Yesem Atzmo Rasha. But only the Gemara later on, when referencing it, mentions Palgina Dibura. The Gemara is asking, and today it's the same din. Once you apply Palgina Dibura and Ploni Ravani L'Ritzoni, you have the same thing by Ploni Bal Ishti. Gemara says, oh, not so fast. You don't have a Havimina, that we only have Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, but not Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto. That's the Havimina. And again, we have to come back to that because that seems to be a Shver Havimina, because we know that someone is actually a Psal Karov Ligabe their Isha. Alright, that's not a question. So the question is, if we know for sure that a person is a Karov, right, you can't give Eidus against your wife, that's Pasha. Right? So once we know that, so then why is there a Havimina of, right, Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto? What's that Havimina based on? Either way, we'll get back to that. Mashmalan, right, that Rava applies this din of Palgina Dibura, both in the case of Ploni Ravani L'Ritzoni and the case of Ploni Baal Ishto. But again, what's not clear is what exactly are the mechanics, what exactly is the nature of Palgina Dibura? That is not clear from the case. Again, you have a general sense, but again, the precise dynamic, the precise mechanics of Palgina Dibura is not clear from the Gemara. Fast forward, see Bali Rava, a little later, a third case, where there's going to be Havamina to apply Palgina Dibura, but we're not going to do it with the Maskana. See Dibali Rava, Ploni Rava Shoro.
Dibali Rava, Ploni Rava Shori.
Shori, yeah. Oh, so again, the question is, do we apply the same klal of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo to not only Atzmo, not only Ishto, but also Mamono, or not? And the Gemara says, Maskana, Basar. Again, so again, we also have to understand, we'll come back to this later, right, why is it that we don't say Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono? Right, generally, in the general genium of Psal Eidus, right, we say you would be nogeya legabi your own mamam. So it sounds like a special din. This idea of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo is not just a stam psul kurva. It sounds like it's a special din, right? And therefore, you had a havamina earlier that you wouldn't apply it Eitzel Ishto, and even the maskana we don't apply it legabe mamono. The answer will have to understand that. But let's come. Right, so this is the first example of palginan dibura in the Gemara. In this case, we'll call the Ploni Ravani L'Ritzoni case. But again, it's not clear exactly what are the mechanics of palginan dibura. Good. So that's case number one. Case number two is Sanhedrin Chafhei Amanav. Similar type of situation. Again, but not in the context of not in the context of an Avera of Arayos, but rather an Avera of Ribbis. Okay? Anybody on Tzvi, do you have the Gemara Sanhedrin? No?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Chafhei?
Amanav.
Yeah.
Love Ribbis, Pasalinus, and that's the Mav Ribbis.
Right, so again, right. So Rav extends, right, the mission only says, sounds like Malva Beribis. Rav extends to Lova Beribis, and it's not against the mission. No, when the mission said Malva, it really means Milva Haba Beribis. It's talking about all parties involved in the Halva, being the Malva side, being the Lova side. Fine. Okay, so this is very important. So you have this guy, Bar Benitis. Right, so one aide just said, if an aide was on that he was involved in the ribbis. The key is the second aide said, right, what's the lashon of the second aide? Yeah, that he lent to me. So the same type of issue that we had before, right? If you're talking about yourself being the lovet, so then you pass with yourself, part of your aide, this is pass with yourself as the Russia. But yet,
That's what Rabbi Rabbeinus says.
Yet Rabbi accepted the Eidos and said you can be Mitzarev both Eidim together. Ah, Frak the Gemara. Rabbi Lashitascha. Oh, so there's another example. So the Gemara says not only does Rabbi apply what the Gemara in Sanhedrin calls Pagina Dibura in the case of Ploni, Ravani Liritzoni, it also applies in this case of like the Didi. Right, Lididi Osvi Biribisa. And when you admit that you are the Lava or the Lova Biribis, so to that we're going to apply Pagina Dibura to only rely on the Eidos, Lagabe the Malvin, but not Lagabe yourself. So again, we have so far two examples of Pagina Dibura, and again, in both cases, it's not exactly clear what exactly are the mechanics. How is Pagina Dibura working in these cases to believe the Eidos Lagabe the Malva or Lagabe the Roveya, but not Lagabe the Love and not Lagabe the Nirva. Oh. So again, that's Sanhedrin Tesla Base, Sanhedrin Chafei. And now the third case of the classic cases is Yivamos. So Yivamos also Chafei Amad Aleph. There's a different context, right? Yosef, what's the context here? Where an Eid Echad is coming along to say, right, that the Isha can get remarried because the husband is dead. The question is, the way, right, he doesn't just say he's dead, he says, I know he's dead because I killed him, right? So obviously, there are two aspects here. On the one hand, you're saying that mace vaila. On the other hand, you're implicating yourself, you're saying that you were the rotzeach. So obviously, it's a similar type of situation where Pagina Dibur is going to come in. So anybody have the Gemara Yivamos open?
I have it open, but I don't know where it is.
So it's on the bottom of Chafei Amar Aleph. Right, so again, out of the two dots, it quotes, right, or it says, Meis haraktiv harginuhu lo yises ishto. Right, so the Rabbanan say that if you say that, you know, the husband died, or I killed him, or we killed him, in all those cases, the aid himself can't marry, all right, because we suspect that maybe he's not telling the truth because he just wants to marry her. But we can rely on the aidus, like all the others, the Gemara's Medayik, who knew? Do you see it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Who knew to lo yises ishto?
So from the Shita of the Rabbanan is that right, this Eid himself can't marry the woman, but she can get married to others. Oh, the Gemara asks. Right? So we're asking basically Rav Yosef Shita, right? Is the Shita is that if in your Eidus you're implicating yourself and making yourself into a Rasha, so how can we trust the Eidus? Same thing here. If by saying that you killed him, you're implicating yourself as a Rotzeach, so how can we rely on the Eidus? The Gemara says, V'chi Tema. So maybe this is one of these kulas that we have by Mishum Miguna Kilu Barabana. Maybe that's why we're going to be Mako, even though there's a Psul Rasha here. No, it doesn't work, guys. Why? Because we know we're only Mako for Psalm Durabanan, but this is a Psul Daraisa, right? Being a murderer is a Psul Rasha Daraisa, right? So therefore, that's not going to work. Right, so maybe that's Hagufa is the Pshat in Rav Yehuda.
Wait, what? How's that?
Like Rav Yehuda says it doesn't work. Right, maybe that's why it doesn't work, because you're a Rasha.
Okay.
But Rav Nasha just say, no, Rav Nasha doesn't want to be, you know, put into a corner with Rav Yehuda.
Yeah.
Oh, Tamarava. So here's the third application of Rava's Pagina Dibura, right? That we're going to rely and say, oh, we're going to apply Pagina Dibura to rely on the Eidus Lagabe, the Baal being Neharag, but not Lagabe, the fact that the Eid was the Rotzeach. So again, these are three applications by the Gemara to apply Pagina Tzibura. So you have Ploni Ravana Leritzoni and the Sugya of Sanhedrin Antal Tes to Yud. You have the Sugya of Raila Didi Osvi Beribis and the Sugya of Sanhedrin Chafei. And you have Pagina Tzibura also in the case of Heraktiv in Yavamas Chafei. But the question in all these cases is, again, so we know that Pagina Tzibura is being applied here, but what exactly are the mechanics of Pagina Tzibura? So we're going to do is that we're going to suggest, we're going to outline three overall mahalchim in the Rishonim in terms of how Palginan Dibura works. So again, today we're only going to start with the first one, but just to, so everyone knows where it's going, let's just quickly outline all three, and then we'll, you know, the next couple of shiurim, go through each one. So option number one, mahalch number one in terms of how Palginan Dibura works, we're going to call it, as the way Rav Chanan calls it, in the Palginan Ne'emanus. According to this mahalach, the mechanism of Pagina Dibura is working through Pagina Ne'emanus, which means it's a selective Ne'emanus, right? You rely on the full Dibur, legabe one inyan, but not legabe another inyan, called selective Ne'emanus. Again, you rely on the full Dibur, legabe one inyan, but not legabe another inyan. According to this mahalach, Pagina Dibura is not literally about splicing the Dibur in half or in parts. No. It's not like it was slicing the Dibur at all. That's why they call it not Paginan Dibura, but Paginan Ne'emanus. That really, according to this first Mahalach, Paginan Dibura is a little bit of a misnomer, right? Really, more meduyuk description is Paginan Ne'emanus, that we apply your Dibur selectively, that we're going to rely on it, right? Well, we rely on your Dibur, legabe one Indian, and not legabe the other Indian. So according to this Mahalach, right, just take the Ploni Ravoni Liritzoni. You're going to rely on the full statement of Ploni Ravoni Liritzoni, legabe the Roveya, but not legabe the Nirva. So again, it's not about splicing the Dibur in half. It's rather about selective Ne'emanus, relying on the entire Dibur, but legabe one Inyan, and not legabe the other Inyan. So that's what we're calling the Palginan Ne'emanus Mahalach. We'll develop that in just a moment. But just so you know what the contrasts are, Mahalach number two is the literal Pagina Dibura Mahalach. Say, no, the Yiloshin of the Gemara is Pagina Dibura. It means that it's actually about splicing, about splitting the Dibura in half. And according to this second Mahalach, right, it's all about, right, Pagina Dibura is only going to apply in cases where you can actually split the Dibura in parts. According to this, Ploni Ravani Liritzoni is about accepting the Ploni Ravani part or the Ploni Rava part, but not Liritzoni part. So again, according to the first Mahalach, it's about, no, you're accepting the entire Ploni Ravoni Liritzoni, legabe leroveya, not legabe the nirva. According to the second Mahalach, which is Pagina Dibura, literally, said, no, you're splicing, you're splitting the Dibur to accept the Ploni Rava part, but not the Liritzoni part. That's the second Mahalach. So again, first Mahalach is, we're calling Pagina Ne'emanus. Second Mahalach is Pagina Dibura, literally. And the third Mahalach, which we'll see, is the famous Rivet, which we've seen in previous Shirim, we're calling the lack of shame aid Mahalach. Can you, what?
I don't know. I didn't get that. What was...
Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Again, we've seen this in the past, but it's a third Mahalach, that Pagina Dibur is not its own mechanism. It's rather that we're taking Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, very literally, to say, whichever words are about yourself, it's not like, oh, there's edus, which is puzzle, but there's no edus on those words at all. It's as if those words don't register at all, right, on the figurative transcript in court. You'll see the Ravid. You'll see the Ravid inside in a couple of days. But again, according to this third Mahalach, called the lack of shame aid, that, yeah, what results is a Palgina Dibur in the sense you're accepting part of it, but not other parts. But Palgina Dibur, according to the third Mahalach, is not this independent mechanism which allows us to come in and split either the Ne'emanus or comes to come in and split the Dibur. It's really just a totsa of the fact that whenever you're speaking about yourself, those words don't register as edus, because whatever you say as a Baldavar lacks a shame edus. And we'll get back to this Ravid, and you'll see it inside. But this constitutes a third Mahalach. So Mahalach number one, calling Pagina Ne'emanus. Mahalach number two, we're calling literal Pagina Dibura. Mahalach number three is this lack of shame aid. Again, to be clear, these all three Mahalachim are different pshatim in when the Gemara uses the term Pagina Dibura. We're just saying only the middle Mahalach takes that phrase literally. Approach number one and approach number three take that phrase to mean other things. Yeah.
The second Mahalach that
we'll get there. Yeah.
Also, similar, kind of says like, again, the words are like,
yes.
It's less than the first malach.
Which?
The second malach is more stubborn on Gedi Bor than the first one.
From what perspective?
Because the third one, that's
it,
what happens.
It's a tzotzot. We'll get there, which works out very well with the Lashon of the Gemara, because the third malach is going to explain very nicely why the Gemara doesn't really focus so much on Gedi Bor as much as it focuses on Adam Karov Eitz Lhasmo. So it actually works out very nicely. We'll get to the third mahalach when we get there. So now that we have all three mahalachim, so now let's go through each one, starting with the first mahalach of Hagino and Ne'amonos, to show how Rishonim really adopt each of these three approaches. And again, big picture, what we're going to be doing is that once we have these three mahalachim, we're now going to take all three mahalachim back to our sugya and Makos Tav Zayin and explain how are each of the mahalachim going to explain our Gemara. That's what we have to work klali, and then we'll get back to our local sugya. So which Rishon seems to adopt the Paginon Ne'emanos approach? Which Rishon in these Gemaras seem to explain these Gemaras, the Paginon Dibura and these Gemaras, as working through selected Ne'emanos, through Paginon Ne'emanos? Anyone pick up on this?
No, it's we're still on.
We'll get to the Rush soon. You're right. The Russian is Havamina. Anybody? Rashi. Excellent. If you go back to Sanhedrin, and several Rashis, both in Sanhedrin and Yevamos, Rashi is very meduyuk that he seems to explain Palgina Dibura in terms of Palgina Ne'amonos. So let's go through three or four Rashis together, and you'll get the sense. So starting with Sanhedrin at Tesamabes. Starting with the bottom, Dira Maskel Rava Amar. This is when the initial case of Ploni Ravoni Liritzoni. So let's see, Dira Maskel Rava Amar. Kiva Finkelstein, do you have it? The bottom Rashi, Rava Amar, on Tesam Aviz. Rava Amar,
Ilan Nisal Idas Kivudas Kiv, Ilan Parav Itza Asma.
Now this is key. He's about to invoke the term Pagina Dibura, and pay careful attention to the way he explains the mechanics, the nature of Pagina Dibura. Right? So again, if you pay careful attention, sounds like, what is Pagina Dibura? That we're mehamninon le legabe chav, right? Sounds like we believe the full Dibur legabe the roveya, velo mehamninon le legabe dide. And we'll see, Rashi is going to have these lashonas of Pagina Nemonos in many cases. Again, why don't you ask after we see all the Rashis, if you want to just, if you want to just poo-poo with this one Rashi, let's see all of them together, the cumulative evidence here. So again, very clear, again, just when you're saying, oh, we're going to be ma'amin, we're going to be ne'eman, legabe X, not legabe Y, that's already sounds like a palgino ne'emanus. It's selective ne'emanus. But it's not just this Rashi. Let's take now, Kiva, you're doing a great job there, the next Rashi on the top of Yud Amun Aleph. Again, this is the second application of palgino dibura in the case of Ploni Ba'al Ishti.
So, Ploni Ba'al Ishti, Abalo Lahardra. So, the Fisher Karapu Esla.
Fine.
The Afaga Bin Ninanle, the high side we saw.
The Gabe
Lomaninle the Gabe Ishgal.
Oh. Right, so again, so even though we're relying on the Eidos, Legabe the Roveya, we're not gonna rely on it. Legabe Ishto. Again, this selective Namunas type lashon, he's gonna say it again. Okay, Moshe, do you see this one? Right? It's Chad Diburahu. Sounds like it's one Dibur that we're relying on Legabe Hai, below Mehemen Legabe Hai. Again, the implication is that not that we're splicing, not that we're splitting the Dibur into two Diburs, but rather you have Chad Dibur, which is being relied upon in its entirety, Legabe the Roveya, but not Legabe the Nirva. So again, Rashi formulates this both in the first case of Ploni Ravani Litzoni, second case of Ploni Ravani Ploni Ba'al Ishti, and one more, and then Rashi also in the third case where it says Zir Maskel Mi Amrinan Adam Karov Etzel Mamono. This is the third case of in the Havamina that Palgina Dibura was going to apply in the case of Shori. Again, the same type of lashon in all these cases of you're believing the statement legabe one nidon, but not legabe another nidon, which is very different than the classical pagina dibura in this, we'll call it the second approach, which is no, it's not about believing legabe X, not legabe Y, but it's rather no, we're going to take one part of the statement but and reject the other part of the statement. Yes, tell me. And then.
Like, the problem with that is that, like, it's like one time, it's like you either believe it or not believe it.
Okay, good. So we're going to, when we go through the Gemaras, we're going to see different limitations to this clause. Because you're right, how far are you going to take this? Right? How far are you going to take this idea of selective namunas? And it was particularly in the Gemara in Baal Basra, we're going to see a very important limitation of this idea. So you're 100% right, but we're going to get there. Let the Gemara spell out. Moshe?
Okay. Even in the second approach of that you're then splitting the dibur into two separate diburim, yeah. So yeah. Then you're accepting one and you're not accepting the other, you're ultimately believing him about one and not believing.
Yes, but yes, you're right. But depending on how the mechanics work, is going to very much impact which cases it applies to. Uh-huh. Remember, like Tzvi already asked, I mean, let's say a case where it just. The words are formulated in a way where it's hard to break down the words. Is that going to affect you or not? If you're taking approach number two, so then it would affect you, because if it's about splicing the dibur, so then maybe the formulation, maybe the order matters of how you said it. But if it's about pagina ne'amanas, you don't care about the formulation as much as you care about, right, this, you know, how are you selectively believing it, which is really what David is bringing up. Like how, I mean, during, for which inyanim can you split between and which ones can you not? So again, that's why it's very important to pin down which, right, what is the nature of Pagina Dibura, because even though, yeah, in these cases it comes out to the same, but let's say other cases, or let's say Makos Tavzai in our case, right, depending on what the mechanics of Pagina Dibura are, that's going to very much impact why it doesn't apply in our sugya. Was there other hands? No? I thought I saw a hand. Okay. Yeah. Oh, there's one more Rashi. Rashi and Yevamos. Going back to the Gemara and Yevamos. Chaf Hei Amad Beis. I think Rashi Lashitaso, again, formulates Pagina Dibura. Right, that was one of the classical applications of Pagina Dibura. Again, anyone have a Yevamos? So Kiva, if you don't mind. So again, this is the Dibur Maschel Rava Poligaledra of Yosef. It's the second Dira Maschel. In some Gemaras, it's not bolded. Amad Beis, yeah. Chafei Amad Beis, this is where the Gemara invokes Rava Zina Pagina Dibura.
Rava Poligaleder of Yosef, Amar Afilu, Amar Puni Rvani, Kurisoni, Ku the Acher Misarf, Larva, Kavan Shiz, Miskabin, like Amos, Namanu, Eitzel Havero, Vein Naman, Eitzel Havero.
Exactly, right? Amar Laritzon. Again, similar, again, this is probably not the strongest one, but in light of the others, you have this lashon of being Neman Itzel and not Neman Al Atzel. Again, it sounds like the lashon, all four of these Rashis, again, some are clearer than others, but in the totality of all of them, it's very clear that Rashi seems to be adopting this Pagina Ne'emanis idea, that the mechanics of Pagina Dibura is what we're calling selective Ne'emanis. Not about splitting the Dibur, but rather splitting the application of the Dibur. That you're accepting the Dibur in its entirety, legabe one Inyan, and not legabe another Inyan. So in terms of this first Mahalach, yeah, the first of the Rishonim who adopts Pagina Ne'emanis is Rashi. Someone mentioned, there's another Rishon in Arasugya, in Makos, who also, when talking about these three sugyas, formulates the Pagina Dibura in terms of Pagina Ne'emanis. Who is that? The Rosh. There's a world famous Rosh here, so everyone can turn to the Rosh. And again, today we're going to be focusing on his question. We'll get back to his different answers at a later point, because very important. But at least in this question, when the Rosh is asking why Pagina Dibura is not being applied in our Gemara Lemaskana, again, he's going to quote these three Gemaras that we start off with, and the Din of Pagina Dibura, and he's going to, if you pay careful attention, when asking why Pagina Dibura doesn't apply to our sugya, he clearly formulates the mechanism of Pagina Dibura in Pagina Ne'emanis terms. Moshe in the back.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, right? What are the key words that seem to imply that Plugin and Nehemanas? Exactly, it's a Nehemne Legabi Love, Velo Nehemne Legabi Arev. Because again, if you think about it, this gets back to Yisrael David's, you know, question from earlier. In our sugya of Makos, right, we're talking about, according to Rashi, it's Ede Hova. So we're not talking about splicing a Dibor. It's not like Ploni, Ravoni, Liritzoni. You can say, oh, the first two words versus the last word. Here it's, there is Hova, but there are implications of the Hova both on different Nidonim. There's an implication of the Hova on the Love, and there's an implication on the Arev. So what, already in the question, the only way to apply Pagin and Dibur is along the lines of Pagin and Emanah. So therefore, Rabbi Lishitaso, in asking a question, is saying, V'nehemne legabe love, v'lo nehemne legabe arev. Again, the reason why he's bothered by why Pagin and Dibur doesn't apply in this sugya is because he's understanding that Pagin and Dibur works through a Pagin and Emanah, and therefore the kasha is very strong. Why doesn't the Pagin and Dibur in the version of Pagin and Emanah apply to our sugya? Then he's going to quote all these Gemaras, and just skip because we already saw that. And towards the end, he says, Hachanami. You see that, Moshe, the last line? So after quoting in all these Gemaras, the Pagin and Dibur, he says, Hachanami. Same idea. Again, once all these Gemaras establish Pagin and Dibur, the Rosh says, since I, he doesn't say it like this, but since I understand that the way Pagin and Dibur is through Pagin and Nehemanos, same thing should apply in our case. So it's clear that the Rosh understands Pagin and Dibur in all three of these Gemaras, like Rashi, as being a din in Pagin and Nehemanos, and therefore he's bothered by why that doesn't apply in our sugya. Yes, David.
The problem here is that, like, at the end of the day, the Eidim, you need Eidim, in Hatshila, they're not like we need that, like, it doesn't matter whether we believe in them for one thing and not for the other. At the end of the day, what we need them for is like the whole picture.
So yeah,
Hatshila Eidim were fit for the whole picture.
Okay, good. So that's part of the issue, again, that you were asking about earlier. And that is a great segue to the sugya of Basra. You're basically asking, like, when can you apply this idea of selective nehemanos? If it's all one issue, then you shouldn't be able to do it. Maybe if it's two different issues, you can. So this really brings us to the Gemara in Basra. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to see a couple of Gemaras today, moving on to tomorrow to Yerushalmi, where you clearly see this idea of Pagin and Nehemanos. Again, the initial three Gemaras are open to be understood in the three different Mahalchon that we saw. Again, we pointed out, again, the two Gemaras in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Yevamos, either be understood as Pagin and Nehemanos, Pagin and Dibura, or this lack of Shemei. What we're going to do right now is show certain Gemaras which seem to clearly support the Pagin and Nehemanos approach. And what we're going to look for these Gemaras for is, number one, evidence for this notion of Pagin and Nehemanos, and also any limitations which are brought up in these Gemaras. So let's start with the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Very, very important Gemara to analyze the different stages of the Gemara. So again, the Gemara starts off by saying, again, what's the context? Remember what the context? What was the Gemara talking about? Right? Whether a Baal is Neman. Exactly. To say Gerashti. Is a Baal Neman to say that he divorced his wife? And the Gemara originally has a Chilak in timing. Right? What's the Chilak in the Gemara? Right? Lamafrei versus Mikana Laba. Again, Tzvi, what's the base of that Chilak? Why is he Neman only Mikana Laba, not Lamafreya? Right? Because Mikana Laba is a Biyado. Why lie and say, oh, I divorced my wife, Mikana Laba, just divorce her now, right? So obviously, Mikana Laba, you have this factor of Biyado, / Migu, right? But Mafreya, you don't have that, since you don't have, right, you don't have a Biyado right now to divorce your wife, Mafreya. So therefore, Mikana Laba, you're Neman, but not Mafreya. Then the Gemara is a very Lam Shishayla, which is going to affect our sugya. It's the Ibayla. Yitzhak, do you have it? Oh, so what's this case? Right? If the guy says that I divorced my wife, Lima Freya, in the past, right? So, are we going to believe him, not Lima Freya, because there's no Biyadab? Are we going to believe, right, the statement of Girashti Lima Freya, right, Lahaba, So very important. The Gemara invokes the klal of palgina dibura. So again, and we'll get back to this, but right, if you were to, without seeing any mefarshim, this idea of believing the statement of gerashti, right, kodim laman yom, to believe it, mikan alaba, how would you characterize that type of palgina dibura? Really? It sounds like, right? It sounds like it's selective namas, right? The pashtus of the Gemara is that we're saying we're going to rely on the statement of gerashti kodim laman yom, but we're going to rely on it selectively, only mikano abba, and not l'mafreya. So pashtus of the sugya, right, is that this is a form of selective ne'emanus, of palginan ne'emanus, and yet the Gemara seems to characterize it as palginan dibura. So again, which would, on its face value, imply that the palginan dibura mechanism in Shas is working through this type of form of selective ne'emanus. We'll go on. Okay, good. We'll see the Rashba. The Rashba. Sorry, one more time.
I mean,
you're believing.
Okay.
So, you know, you're suggesting you could view this as a literal pagina dibura? Is that what you're countering? So we'll see, the Rashba might say that in the Havamina. We'll see, but not Lamaska. But yeah. Okay, that's already a different sugya, which we'll get to. But I'm saying on a Pashtus level, in my mind, right, the simple understanding of this Gemara is that we're believing you just le'inyan lahaba, but not le'mafrayim. That sounds like a palkin in Nemonis. Right, we're believing your statements, but only l'inyan, one inyan, time frame, mikana laba, but not l'inyan l'mafraya, which is a different time frame, which again, at face value, is a form of palginan ne'amanas. Good. So what does the Gemara say? So Rav Mari. It's a machokis. Very important. It's a machokis amarayim, but whether you apply palginan dibura in such a case. Oh, I asked the Mari a very important question. So the Gemara again, not only did we quote Pagina Dibura, right now we're saying, what is the difference between this application of Pagina Dibura and the classical application of Pagina Dibura and by Ploni Rava, you know, or Ba Al Ishti? Okay, so David, this is the key on that I keep on referencing. Here the Gemara is saying a very important qualification. That the Pagina Dibura, which we're calling Pagina Nehmanas, only applies Betray Gufe Pagina, and again, and when the Gemara says Trey Gufe, which case is Trey Gufe?
The Isser.
Exactly, because there, we'll get to the details in a moment, because there you're believing it Legabe one Ploni, Legabe the Rovea, but not Legabe the Nirva, so that's Betray Gufe. But here is Chad Gufa. Why is it Chad Gufa? Why is it our case? Exactly, it's Lugabe one woman, and you're just, the chiluk is between time frames. Lamafreya versus Lahaba. So to, right, David's point earlier, the Gemara is saying that even if you have this concept of palgina nemanus, you can't take it in all cases. It's only going to apply in cases which could be characterized as trey gufe. And we'll get to it in a moment, so what exactly is the gedder of trey gufe? But again, it's very important, you see in the sugya, number one, seemingly a content of palgina nemanus, and number two, very importantly, a limitation of palgina nemanus. We can't just selectively, you know, apply nemanus everywhere. It's only when the inyanim that you're trying to selectively apply it to, or not apply it to, are considered two distinct inyanim. Yeah.
Two.
What?
Why is it a question for Rava?
It seems like we pass on like Rava. Sounds like we don't want to stick it into that. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like since Rava's la halacha, we don't want to, you know, stick it in Rav Yosef. And again, because it may, yeah, a lot of the Gemaras are quoting, you know, Rava, you know, stop. Good. So let's now go back a bunch of ha'aras from this Gemara. So issue number one is, right, the nature of the case. Right, like I said before, the pashtus, and I think the way most Rishonim understand this, that this is the case of palginan ne'emanus. Right, you're taking the same dibur of Gerashti Kodim Lamed Yom, and what you're doing is that you're believing it legabe mikano laba, but not legabe lemafreya. Again, and that's an example of Pagina Nemanas. You're relying on the same dibur, but for one inyan, in this case, for one time frame, but not another time frame. While I'm saying the Pashtus is Pagina Nemanas, there is a Rishon who, at least in the Havamina, at what stage of the Gemara, seems to formulate it as the literal Pagina Dibur approach number two. Who am I referring to? Anyone notice this? Who? The Rashbam. If you look closely at the Rashbam, at least in the Havamina, Dibur Maskel mi Pagina Dibur. Right? So if you, anybody, you have the Babasra? See, so love you, see, mi Pagina Dibur. So in the Havamina, it's important to note that the Rashbam formulates the case as more of a literal Palgina Dibura case, which is important.
How far down is it?
It's 8 lines from the bottom. It's like Mi Palgina Dibura is like the...
Here it is. Mi Palgina Dibura. It's a b'mayda amar girashti mehem ninon lei v'tiftar ishto mikan ulahaba. B'mayda amar zer lamin yom dahainu lemafreya lo mehem ninon lei delek amigo.
So again, so if you pay careful attention to Rashbam here, he doesn't seem to be talking about, oh, believing the statement legabei zeh velo legabei zeh. It's more like he's picking apart the statement, right? We're going to believe the words of Girashti, but we're not going to believe the words kodem lamed yom. So it's important to note that Rashbam seems to interpret, right, this case as palgina dibura in the literal sense, but the ha'ara is that even the Rashbam, who I'm suggesting is going against the Pashtus, right, which I thought was Palgina Nemanas, and saying, no, the case is Palgina Dibur in the literal sense. Even the Rashbam Limaskana seems to formulate Palgina Dibura as Palgina Nemanas. And I'll explain in a moment what that transition might have been. So you saw David, if you see later on, when he's discussing two lines up, right, Ploni Baal Ishti, right, when the Gemara invokes the Rava's classic case of Palgina Dibura,
Ploni Baal Ishti, who we achim in starting hargo, le boel, the lola harga, the eitzel ishto pasohu, le idus, alma palgina hai idus, de le boel mehemon, mehemon, le isha lo mehemon.
Right, de le boel mehemon, le isha lo mehemon. So again, already has an implication of palgina nemonis, but even stronger is the next rashba. Right, again, so already he's saying, oh yeah, that you're nemon legabi the boel, but not legabi the isha. And now I think it's going to be even, this is really explicit. Diramasko betray gufe.
Betray gufe. Boel v'isha palgina. Did the gabe boel anumaminan kolay.
Oh, see that? Did the gabe boel anumaminan kolayidus. You can't get a more mefurish lashon than that for palgina nemanas. Not that we split the dibur, but rather you rely on kolayidus, on the entire statement, but legabe the boel, but not legabe the isha. So my ha'ara is, even the Rashbam, who in the Havamina seems to understand the case as being Palgina Dibura literally, even the Rashbam, Limaskana, seems to transition to understanding it as referring to Palgina Namanos. Can anybody suggest what would be the potential transition in the Shaka Vitar of the Gemara for what might have indicated to the Rashbam that what's going on here? So, but what do you think triggered the Rashbam to change? Just using just the citation of the case? Okay, that, or maybe also the chilek between Trey Gufe and Chakufa. It could be that the Rashbam understands that that chilek between, right, the inyanim of being considered Trey Gufe or Chakufa is very much a palginan ne'emonos, you know, qualification. Right? It's getting to, like, this is, right, Dove's point. Where when you're talking about selective ne'emonos, you can only apply selective ne'emonos when you're selectively applying it to two distinct independent inyanim. But if it's considered one inyan, then you can't apply selective ne'emonos. So it could be that once the Gemara says, oh, there's this qualification, the din of palgina dibura only applies to trei gufe, maybe that was the indication, the marker for the Rashbam to say, oh, But what's going on here is a palgina ne'amanus and not a palgina dibur. So big picture, what we're saying here is that, right, this, right, the Gemara on Babasu Kufa Amdalan Hamabes seems to be an example of palgina ne'amanus, yet the Gemara calls it, characterizes it as palgina dibura, and it equates it with the palgina dibura of Rava in Sanhedrin. Again, all implying that the palgina dibura in Shas, again, is along the lines of this idea of palgina ne'amanus. And it's just important to know that while the Gemara itself only quotes the case of Ploni Bal Ishti, right, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Ritva both say Huadin, the other cases of Rava. Right, there's no significance to specifically the middle case, Rava's second case of Ploni Bal Ishti. Right, the same would apply to Ploni Ravani Liritzoni. Again, the Rishonim saying that what the Gemara here is doing is talking about all cases of Palgina and Zibura seem to be this case of the mechanics of Palginan Ne'amanus. Ah. Last ta'ara here is the chilek between Tregufe and Chargufa. Right, so again, Limaskana, right, the Gemara is saying that Palginan, we'll call it Palginan Ne'amanus, is agreed upon by everyone in the case of Tregufe. But in the case of Chargufa, that's where you have this machokis between Rav Mari and Rav Zvi. It's very important, you'll see. For the Rishonim in our... Oh, that's exactly what we want to discuss right now. So, what is the gedder of Tregufe versus Chargufa? Before we get there, I just want to point out the Ramban, again, in the Sugya, is going to point out that this chilek of Tregufe versus Chargufa accounts for all the cases, that all the Gemaras we've discussed. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Yevamos, all those cases where Palgina Dibur is applied, he says the reason why Palgina Dibur is applied there, or we'll call it Pagin and Amanus, is because those cases are considered Tregufe. Which is important. The Ramban, again, is putting together all the sugyas. These are all one sugya, what we're calling one sugya, Pagin and Amanus. And whenever the Gemara applies Pagin and Amanus, it's all cases of are considered Tregufe. So what is the getter of Tregufe? It seems to be Machalkas Rishonim. Right, first look at the Rashbam here. When the Rashbam says Tregufe, right? Yosef, who has Valbasra? No? Kiva? So, again, going back to Tregufe, how does Rashbam seem to understand the gedder of Tregufe?
Tregufe, Boel the Isha, Palginan the Gabe Boel, Anu Mami, Kol Aedis.
Again, how does the Rashbam interpret Tregufe? He's referring to the... So, he says Boel the Isha. It sounds like it's two people. And this is again, so one understanding of the Rashbam is that his gather of Tregufe, and this is the way the Ritzva understands the Rashbam, is Dafka, two different people, two different Nidonim. And that's why the Rashbam, again, focuses on Boel the Isha. So what one gather, right, David asks, what's the gather of Tregufe? So one Mahalach of the Rashbam is Dafka, two different Nidonim, two different people. Right? So that's one mahal. So again, according to this, Tregufe will be limited to cases like here, or in the cases of Sanhedrin, or also, right, the Roveya versus the Nirva, the Malva versus the Lova, right, the Baal, right, versus the Eid. In all those cases, Tregufe, literally, two different Nidonim, two different Gavras.
So it's the case of one group.
What?
It's
the case of one group. So again, it's the Gabe, the Isha, whether she was divorced, Mikano Laba, or also Lamafraya. So that's the case of, that's one Nidon. So there the split is within one Nidon, the Isha, the past versus the future. So that's the example of Chargufa. So again, so one Mahalach and Tregufe, it's about Nidonit, it's about Gavras. But the Ritzva, and I have the, and I don't bring a Ritzva in, you have it? You can have it, I have it here. What? I have to think about that case.
What?
Oh, you're saying the Gabe her, not the Gabe you?
Yeah, that for him,
he's
going to pass over, but...
I have to think about that. So, the Ritzva, Dir Maskel Betray Gufe, you have it? Oh. Okay. Is it when you saw David? Yeah, it starts with Betray Gufe, Palginan.
Betray Gufe, Palginan, Dure. Here's Shashbam, Betray Gufe, Mamish. Kigon Shemei Shamal, also Ploni, Real Ishto.
So the first, right, he first quotes the Rashbam. He says, not that the Geder sounds to be, right, actually two different Nidonim, two different Gavras. But the Ritzvah is going to say, no, there's another Mahalach.
Umori Nero.
Sounds like the Ramban.
Perosh, Tre Gufei Eidus, Milashon Gufo Shel Davar. Klomar, Shnei Dvarim, She Efshar Lezeh Below Zeh.
Very important. So says the, right, the Ritzvah, seemingly according to the Ramban, that it doesn't have to be limited to two Nidonim, to two Gavras. It could also be two independent Dvarim, two independent Inyanim. And the way he says it, as long as there's Shnei Dvarim, She'efshir L'zeh B'lo Zeh, as long as each one is independent of the other, as long as each Dvar, as he calls it, could apply without the other one, each one is independent, then even if it's not dealing with two different Gavras, that's also considered Trei Gufei. So it's very important to note. So the Ritzvah, again, presumably, B'Shem the Ramban, is saying that Trei Gufei is not limited to two Gavras, it's limited to two Dvarim, and therefore, again, I think this is referring to the Ramban, we said earlier, says that even the case of Gittin, which we're about to do inside, even that case, even though it's within one Gavra, the case of Nechasim and Atzmo are considered Shnei Dvarim, even though they're all dealing with one Gavra. So this is a very important issue. This qualification of Palgina Ne'amanus to Trei Gufei, is that limited to two Nidonim? Or can it even be within one Nidon as long as they're two different independent Inyanim? Was there a hand? Okay, I just have to look at that again. But did they quote Palgina Dibur there?
What?
Did they quote Palgina Dibur there?
They say they're Palgina Dibur. He's Ne'aman to pass her on him.
But not like
Avik. But he's not Ne'aman to do anything with her.
Okay, could be. Sounds right, but it's a complicated circuit. Yeah, sounds right. Super stop test. Yeah. Okay. So the last guys. Okay, within the Gemaras for Palgina Ne'amanus, right? The first one was the sugya in Bavas and Kuf Lamed Aleph. Now let's quickly see the sugya in Gittin Ches Amud Beis. So again, sugya in Gittin Ches Amud Beis again also seems to be very much a Palgina Ne'amanus application, a Palgina Dibura, where you're not, it's about splitting a Dibur, but it's about relying on the same Dibur, Lagabe one thing, and not Lagabe another thing. So this is the sugya, starts with Tanu Rabbanan. You got it? Kiva? Oh, so what do you have here? You have this get shikhr, or you have the shtar, whatever you want to call it, and on the shtar has both the fact that Rabbi Meshachar you, and so it's both a get shikhar and it's a shtar hakna to give him all the nechasim. In that case, everyone's going to agree that what?
Atzma.
Right, so again, it's very important. The case is where you have a right, generally by shtaros, you need a kiyam shtaros. But there's a halacha that by gitin and right, gite shikhar, there's a special type of kiyam that works. What's that special kiyam? Vayinachta. Right? But that special kiyam of fine nechtam only applies to those types of gittin, but it doesn't apply to regular kiyam shtaros. Generally, Shmuel, by kiyam shtaros, what do you need to be mekayim shtar? Edim. So says the Brisa, when you have this single kiyam of fine nechtam, we're going to rely on that, right, and that fine nechtam refers to the entire shtar, both the get shechar part and the shtar haknah part. Yet the Brisa says that we can rely on that single kiyam, we can rely on the kiyam as this shtar is valid, legabe the shikhr, but not legabe the mamnus. Again, sounds very much like a paginan ne'emonus type situation, where you're relying on the full kiyam, legabe one inyan, i.e. shikhr, but not legabe a second inyan, i.e. mamnus. That's the case that everyone agrees. Oh, but Ibailu, we're going to have a case where it's bimachokas. Oh, so in this case, in the shtar, they weren't formulated separately. They're formulated as kol nechsei, all my nechasim, which include both the mamonos and the shikhar. So Abaye says, oh, it has this idea of mitoch, I'm not going to answer right now. Because it worked for the shikhar, we're going to bring along, this migu is going to bring along the nechasim as well. Comes along Rava.
Rava, Bishma Atzmo,
to have a gadisha, ala nechasa, a malikpeh.
So Rabbi has again this form of palgina ne'amanus that are relying on the same kiyam legabe the shechur, but not legabe the lemamanus. And the Gemara later on says Rabbi, who has the split, is kaman kreshim adamer palgina dibura. So in this sugya again, the Gemara is utilizing the term palgina dibura, but the application is a application of palgina ne'amanus. It's not about splitting a dibur. It's not like, oh, in the kiyam you say b'fayin nechtam, right? No, there's one dibur b'fayin nechtam b'fayin nechtam, one dibur, and it's a plugin. It's selective ne'amanus. You're relying on that dibur legabe shichur, but not legabe the imamanos. What we have to discuss as a very important issue is that what is the chiluk between the Brisa's case, the Tana Rabbanan, where everyone agrees, and the Kol Nechsai case, where it's a machlokes about whether you apply Pagin and Nemanos. What exactly is the issue here? What is different about Kol Nechsai? So, I don't get to it. What is Shitas Rashi? What is Shitas Rashi of why it's controversial to apply Pagin and Nemanos in this case? Excellent. Shitas Rashi is that the issue is that Chadibur. If you look at Rashi Kol Nechsai, do you have it? You look at Rashi, Kol Nechsai Mahu.
Yeah, we're going to ask about Nechsai, Shredi Burninu, Abu Kol Nechsai, Kilim Bechadi Burah, Asu, Shepher Asma, Mana Sahasin, the Kabul Kamar Akosu Bechazu Abdi Yatsi Bechol, Shu Bechal Bechazu, Hoka Pim Mamma Ayam Mamma, the low Pagina Dibura, the low Pagina.
So Rashi very clearly says that the issue here, that can be very important for our Sugya Makos also, just keep this in mind. According to Shittas Rashi, the suffix here is whether. Right, these are two inyanim. Right, there's an inyan of shichur, there's an inyan of mamanos. But the fact that both inyanim are formulated with chad dibur, is that going to not allow you to apply palgina dibura or not? So Rabbi Lamaskana says yes. Very important. So Rabbi is saying yes. Lamaskana palgina ne'amanos is going to apply to two inyanim, even if they're b'chad dibur, even if there's a single formulation for both of them. That is Rashi's understanding of the issue. It's the issue of when you have a formulation, Chadibur, is that going to prevent the Palgina Nemanus? And Rabbi says, it's not going to prevent it. We're even going to have a Palgina Nemanus when it's Bechadibur. But Rabbi Chanan has an alternative. Anyone get a chance to see Rabbi Chanan? What's Rabbi Chanan's understanding of what the suffix here is? It's not about Chadibur, but what is it? Anybody get to it? Says Rav Chanan, a beautiful piece. The suffix here is, when you're makna kol nechsai, does that mean that there is a separate kinyan on each item? There's a separate kinyan on the shichur and the mamanos? Or are they integrated into one kinyan? So says Rav Chanan, the tzad not to apply palgina nemanos is to say that they're totally ha-ha-ha. It's all one inyan because it's all one kinyan. While the tzad to apply Pagin and Nemanus, says, no, they're two separate kinyanim. So according to Rav Chanan, the koveya here is not the issue of chadibur, but it's rather whether these are two distinct kinyanim, and therefore they're two distinct inyanim, or the tzad not to apply it is that they're one inyan, and therefore, like, in l'cha, chad gufa gadol mizeh. Right? The sugya in Baal Basra said you can't apply Pagin and Nemanus within one inyan, and the tzad to right not apply Pagin Nemanus, it's one inyan. Because if you see, when you say Kol Nechsai, you see that as one kinyan, that both the Shichur and the Mamanus is one kinyan, so then it's considered Chad Gufa, where you can't apply Pagin Nemanus. So we'll pick up tomorrow, but again, what we're trying to do is that we're trying to, again, develop the three Mahakam to Pagin Tzibur, and so far we're in the middle of developing this idea of Pagin Nemanus in these different Gemaras.